Assistant AG, everyone working on behalf of US to improve it has a target on their back, I've urged them to carry. By Ian Hanchett on September 10, 2025. On Wednesday's broadcast of Newsmax TV's Chris Salcedo Show, Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division Harmeet Dhillon stated that everyone who is working on behalf of this country to make it better has a target on their back, and the assassination of Charlie Kirk has brought it very, very much home to us that such a beloved figure, who did travel with security everywhere he went, was, nonetheless, assassinated because of who he is. She also said that she has urged people in DOJ to get concealed carry permits. Dhillon began by saying, "We have been working on these issues of senseless violence, hate crimes, and just the lawlessness and evil you see around us in America, at the DOJ. It's top of mind with us. And so, I can tell you, everyone there is incredibly focused on catching and punishing this killer, if there was a federal crime involved." She added, "It's scary. I literally had, my phone is ringing off the hook with friends and loved ones asking me if I'm safe. I, actually, earlier today, in a meeting of about 30 lawyers in my office, I encouraged all of them, before this shooting, to apply for their concealed carry permits in D.C. Even though we've had an increase in our security there, people who are serving our government, people who are taking down bad guys, we are all targets. And this has brought it very, very much home to us that such a beloved figure, who did travel with security everywhere he went, was, nonetheless, assassinated because of who he is. We're going to find out, eventually, we will hold that person accountable or those people. So, I don't want to say more and prejudice that. But everyone who is working on behalf of this country to make it better has a target on their back from the left. That's a fact." Dhillon then talked about DOJ litigation on behalf of the Second Amendment against gun restrictions. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.